The Clapham Park estate was once voted one of the worst social housing developments in London. The window frames are crumbling, the apartments are dark and damp, and the estate suffers from high levels of crime, drug use and unemployment. Many of the residents are reliant on state handouts to get by. It is places like this that could be hit hardest by cuts in housing and social benefit. The apartment blocks were due to be demolished and rebuilt, but the money has run out. Vernon de Maynard is chair of the local residents' association.
Where has this money gone? We ask them when when are we going to get our decent homes? And they're talking about 2016-17 plus. Again, it's little person at the bottom of the scale, as it were, that gets it in the neck.
Britain's new Chancellor, George Osborne of the Conservative Party, claims the previous Labour Party administration took the country to the edge of bankruptcy. In an emergency budget, he outlined public spending will be slashed by one quarter over 5 years, heralding widespread job losses in the public sector and cuts to Britain's welfare state. The new budget has been met with angry protests. The General Secretary of the Public Service Union, Unison, is Dave Prentice.
80%, four-fifths of dealing with the deficit that we're now in through the bankers and all the problems that they cause is to be borne by public service workers and the services that they provide.
Britain's government spent more than $1.25 trillion on bailing out banks following the economic crisis. It has helped push the deficit in Britain to more than 11% of GDP, one of the highest debts in Europe. The government says Britain, like Greece or Spain, is in danger of losing its AAA credit rating, so it is slashing spending to balance the books. Susan Anderson from the Confederation of British Industry, which represents private businesses, says the government is right to take drastic action.
The UK is facing a considerable period of financial austerity. We know we've got one of the highest deficits in the OECD. We know we need to take action. We think the government has taken the right balance in terms of cutting public spending and some tax increases.
With its own sterling currency, Britain has been able to keep the euro currency crisis at arm's length. But Europe is Britain's biggest trading partner, and any problems there hit the British economy. Economics professor Wendy Carlin of University College London says there is a further risk that simultaneous cuts across the continent will make things worse.
The problem is if all the big countries in Europe cut spending at the same time, then it's very difficult to think of where the extra sources of demand are going to come from to sustain the growth.
Just a mile from the bustle of London's financial district lies Borough Market. Among the pricey food and drink stalls, Michelle Marconi arranges the exotic blooms at her flower shop, Chez Michelle. They are the type of luxury item that are vulnerable in a downturn and which now face an increase in sales tax to 20%. Michelle takes a philosophical viewpoint.
In my position, I can't do a lot, so I just have to follow and see how things are going. They're just going to probably buy less flowers. But I think that if you're still doing quality, you always have your customer come back.
Such optimism is reflected in the general public. A recent poll showed 59% of British people support the government's spending cuts. Its message about the danger of the debt appears to be getting through. But the full effects of the cuts will only be felt in the coming years. More protests like this seem certain as British society faces its biggest transformation in a generation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.